Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show. We are so happy to be here with you. This is Chakaysha. I am just thrilled that you're here with us tonight, and we have a great show planned for you. We're here every Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is area code 646-716-9827. You can call in and be able to join in and share. Also, if you just like to sit back and listen, we have area code 218-862-6420. And then we, you put in your access code, and that's, I have to bring that up in a moment for you. It's not right in front of me, so just hold that right there, and I will come back to you with that access code. But as I said, we're so happy to welcome you tonight, and as you know, we're in the holiday time. The holidays, we've already completed Thanksgiving, and now we're moving into Christmas and Kwanzaa. So tonight's show is about Christmas, holiday memories. Want to know what's your favorite holiday memory? Okay, wanted to go back and give you the access code to the Oxygen Room. The Oxygen Room's hold number is 218-862-6420, and that access code is 7974-4834. As I said earlier, this is Chakaysha bringing you the International Black Summit Network, featuring the International Black Summit Talk Show. We're here every Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We have our show being hosted out of Chicago, out of New York, out of Cherry Hill, and right now I'm out in the field roving around again, and I'm coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama. How about that? Okay, we always open the show with the declaration. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. That's how you know us. That's who we stand for. That's where we ground ourselves in. So just take a moment and just be still and be with me as I share the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent, is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing, nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, 1991. And then we always have a moment of silence. Thank you. And speaking of the declaration, we want to invite all of you to meet us in Chicago, Illinois, in August, the first Friday in August. We will be there for our annual event, the International Black Summit annual event. We'll open up on Thursday night with an opening ceremony, and then we will be busy at work on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we'll end just about 3 o'clock on Sunday evening. So we're looking for you to join us there. Feel free to go to our webpage, our website, blacksummit.org, and you can go to our events, upcoming events, and see more information about the annual event. So just sit back and relax, and we're going to talk about Christmas memories. Christmas memories. Oh, I've had a lot of Christmas memories. And what we would like people to do is call in and share some of their Christmas memories. And we'll be stopping and having people come in and do that. You have the opportunity to, if you're at work, it's just to listen to us on the Oxygen Room and, you know, and continue to work or drive the car and just be with us as we look at Christmas memories. And I'm going to start it off by sharing one of my favorite Christmas memories. Originally, I'm from Chicago, Illinois, but moved to California in 1960. So I was living in California, and I must have been fifth, sixth grade, and it was Christmas time. And as many children know, in elementary school, there's always Christmas programs. And so we had a Christmas program, and we started rehearsing probably back in the beginning of November. And what was so special about this program was they were going to have a choral group, and they were going to have a group that recites. So my sister and I were both in this program. I think it's been the only program that my sister and I, my sister's name is Romanita, have ever participated in together. And we were very excited because everybody at the school comes to watch the Christmas program. And we had sent out invitations to family members. So we were really excited, and every day after school, we would stay late and rehearse. My sister was in the choir group. She was singing, and I was in the group that recited the passages, and we were doing the birth of Christ. And the material probably came, most of the words, straight out of the Bible, and we were standing on the bleachers in the auditorium, and we each had our side to stand on. And we were just having a great time rehearsing. My mother had sent out invitations to family members. And because it was Christmas, we got special Christmas outfits. We had these powder blue dresses. And not only did we have special dresses, we had special shoes. We had the patent leather black shoes. All little girls know when you have those patent leather shoes, you take a little Vaseline and you wipe on them and rub all over, and then take like Kleenex and wipe it, and then your black shoes would shine. So we had the little white fancy socks on and the special dress, and then we got our hair done. We had the little curl in front and the little hair turned under, you know, on our, you know, heads. And so it was very special, you know, and we got to take a picture in the house. Now, we lived in Arbutus house now, the first house we moved into when we came to California. And it was a small house, two bedrooms, one bath. And my parents had one bedroom, and my sister and I shared the other bedroom. And so what was very focal point in my mother's living room, in fact, it was the selling point for the house, was we had a picture window and we had a fireplace. Now, we never had a fire in the fireplace, but the fireplace had this magnificent mantelpiece. And my mother had things on the mantelpiece, but you couldn't touch any of those things because they were very, very special. And so she had things up there, so we hardly ever touched things on the mantelpiece. But for this Christmas picture, we got to pose using the mantelpiece as where we rested our arms. So my sister Romanita was on one side of the fireplace, and I was on the other side, and we had the Christmas tree in the picture, and my mother took a picture of us. And so I was always proud to show that picture. Every time we pull out picture books, I would always show people the picture of us performing that night. So we went to the school. Everything was great. It was, the auditorium was packed. The choir sang beautifully. We spoke all of our lines without any mistakes. And the other special guest that was there were my cousins from Memphis. They had recently moved to Los Angeles, California. I grew up in Compton. But what was special about my cousins were they had a singing group. They were called the Seven Little Angels. Later they were just called the Angels, and they had been on Ed Sullivan and on several shows on television. So to have my movie star cousins come to watch us perform was, you know, such an honor. So that's always been one of my favorite Christmas memories, you know, just being able to perform for the community and to have the community come out and acknowledge us and encourage them. So that's one of my favorite Christmas memories, and we would love for you to call in and share one of your Christmas memories. It could be something funny. It could be something special, like a special day that happened during the week as you guys prepared for Christmas. It could be about cooking. You know, I know a lot of mothers are in the kitchen preparing special meals during the Christmas week. So your memory can cover any of those things, as long as it's your favorite Christmas memory. So we're going to have you call in and share that. Once again, the call-in number to share your Christmas memory is area code 646-716. I'm sorry, let me say that again. Area code 646-716-9827. So you can call in and share that Christmas memory. Some people are in the oxygen room, and you could hang up and call in to that 716 and share, and then come back and then just listen in the oxygen room. So I'm just going to check out there with our switchboard and see if we have any callers there. Switchboard, any calls coming in right now? Okay, not yet. So let's just continue the share here. Now, I lived in California, and yes, there are some places where it snows in California, but many times there's no snow in the part of California where I was. So this concept of a white Christmas didn't really live itself out in California. But I do remember growing up in Chicago, and I remember the snow. That's one of the things I remember the most about Chicago is the snow. And it was a great experience. Once again, my mother would, early in the morning, make hot oatmeal. And she would service that oatmeal before we would leave to go walking to school. And the oatmeal was so hot that you had to blow every spoonful. In fact, I took my spoon around the bowl, around the ridge of the bowl, and then I would bring that to my mouth and blow it and eat it. And after doing that, by the time I consume all of my oatmeal, my stomach felt like a little oven, just all nice and warm. Then she would drop me into my winter suit, and then she'd take some Vaseline, and she'd rub that all over your face to make sure that wind would just keep moving when it went past you. And then I go walking to school in my nice winter suit, and my stomach full like a little hot oven, and the cold couldn't touch me. I felt really, really great. So, you know, that's another kind of memory from just the memory of Chicago and the snow. And as we think of the holidays, we think of white Christmas. So that was a white Christmas. And as you know, that's one of the number one songs for the Christmas holidays is White Christmas. So I'm very anxious to hear some of your stories. So I know you will be giving us a call and sharing that, and we will really enjoy that. So once again, you're listening to the International Black Summit Network, featuring the International Black Summit Talk Show. And we're sharing Christmas memories. If you were with us last week at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you would have heard some beautiful songs, memories of songs, stories around songs, and people shared Donnie Hathaway's song, This Christmas. We shared about Nat King Cole's Chestnuts Roasting. People liked Holy Night. Drummer Boy was one of my favorite Christmas songs. And we did a little Deck the Hall. So, you know, we're totally into the holiday spirit here at the International Black Summit Talk Show. And we'll just love having you share with us. The International Black Summit has been in existence since 1991. You know, the summit started with Atlanta, and it's just been going on. We've been across the United States several times, and we've been to Canada at least two times, been to Jamaica, we've been to South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, and Ghana. So Jamaica, I mentioned Jamaica, and we were in Anguilla. Anguilla, if you take a look at the map, locate Puerto Rico, and then look down at the bottom, and you'll see the island of Anguilla. So the International Black Summit is truly international. We've been to Africa several times, been to Jamaica, Canada. We've been to Anguilla. So this time we're back in the States, and we will be in Chicago, Illinois, the first weekend of August. So we'll be looking forward to having you join us. There'll be prerequisites. That's a course that you complete before you do the International Black Summit. And in February, we will be starting to deliver those monthly in New York. And you also have the opportunity to contact us and let us know you would like a prerequisite in your city or town. A prerequisite is a one-day course that prepares everyone to be in the summit on the same page. Because you have some people who've been coming to the summit since 1991. They have not missed a summit. Then you have people like myself. I've missed two summits. Then you have some people, they haven't been for many years, and they showed up last year, this year in 2010, in Baltimore. And so sometimes people have been in the summit 2 years. Some people, this will be their first time. So the prerequisite allows people, no matter what length of time you've been in the summit, to feel like you're all starting on the same page. So please contact our blacksummit.org page and read more information about the prerequisite in New York and how to have it come to your town. Once again, you can call into area code 646-716-9827. That's our call-in where you can share your Christmas memory. So our other core team on the line, are you coming in? Okay, well, it's just us, and that's great. Just love sharing about the summit. I've had my grandson come to the summit. He's been to the summit twice. He came in Baltimore. In fact, he came as far away as Okinawa. So he traveled very far to attend his second summit. So we invite you wherever you are, in the United States or around the world, mm-hmm. to join us.
This is crazy.
Yes. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Jill. How are you?
I am doing great. And you're calling us in from where?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, from Atlanta, Georgia. How's the weather there?
It was snowing today.
Oh, how did you like that?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. We weren't sure. I was looking at the news a little while ago wondering if school was going to be closed for the kids. But so far up in northern Georgia where a lot of the schools are closed and some places of, you know, some of the government agencies. But so far the snow is still a little light, but it's not strong enough where it's sticking to the ground. So I think we will have to go to work tomorrow.
Okay. No snow day for you guys.
No snow day. Really nice. It was really nice to see.
Okay. All righty. You were going to share Christmas memory?
Yes. I was thinking about the time when my father, we were decorating the house for Christmas. I must have been about 5 or 6. And we were the only African American family on the block, and everyone had their Christmas lights up. They had the little candles that you would it's like a light bulb, and you would put the little light bulb in. It looked like a candle was being lit in each window, and then everyone had the Santa Claus in their windows. And the Santa Claus, you would put the little candle. And you would put this big Santa Claus head over that candle, that electric candle. It wasn't a real candle. And it would light up. It would illuminate. So, of course, the Santa Claus heads that were being sold were all white Santa Clauses. So I'll never forget the time when my father took that Santa Claus and he purchased black paint and painted the face of the Santa Claus, and then put the Santa Claus in the window. We all went outside just to see what it would look like, and it was the funniest thing ever. And you just see the paint kind of dripping down the face. I don't know if he remembers that, but I'm going to remind him about it. But I'll never forget when he painted Santa Claus black and put Santa Claus in the window.
Oh, wow.
And then, another Christmas memory.
Well, let me just stop for one moment before you share with us. I just wanted to let people in the oxygen room know we got a call that they couldn't hear us. So we're just checking to see if the oxygen room can hear us now.
Yeah, we can hear, and I got somebody else waiting in the oxygen room want to share their on Christmas moments.
This is Clara. You have several lines with their hands up as well. So I just want to make you aware of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Everybody, get ready with your Christmas story. In fact, I'm going to have Jill. Jill shared one. Jill, I'm going to ask you to hold the second one.
Okay,
and
no problem.
Let's bring in, the oxygen room. Who do we have in the oxygen room?
Speak up.
Oh,
yes,
well,
who do we have
okay.
in the oxygen room?
Is this
hello?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Am I online? Oh, okay.
You're online.
Great. How are you this evening?
I'm great. And who's this?
This is Marilyn. And I wanted to call in. My granddaughter wants to share her Christmas song with you and your audience. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. Just a moment. Here she is.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
I'm going to sing This Christmas, just the beginning of it.
Oh, thank you.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the trees, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. That's it.
Oh, thank you. Fabulous.
She
oh,
just
wow.
wanted to hear some.
Yeah.
And I want, well, I don't know. You might have others waiting to call, but I just wanted to share a wonderful Christmas story that I had experienced on yesterday from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, Lord.
I had attended one of the Make-A-Wish Foundation's wish for a young lady with sickle cell anemia, or she had it. Her brother donated bone marrow, so she's now sickle cell free. But I wanted to say that it was the most fantastic experience that I have ever seen. The Make-A-Wish Foundation definitely went all out to make sure this young lady's dream became a reality to her. She wanted to be a rock star like Beyonce, and they gave her everything. That was my first experience of knowing exactly what they did, but I was most impressed. So that's
wow,
what I wanted
you
to get this Christmas, huh?
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for giving us this Christmas memory. This one for 2010, and we thank your granddaughter for her song. She has us all ready for more Christmas memories. So please continue to listen as we go to the switchboard and take a Christmas memory, and we'll be back to the oxygen room in a little while.
Okay,
great.
Thank you.
What's your granddaughter's name?
Alethea.
Alethea, you have a beautiful. You have a beautiful voice. Beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Miss Shakesha, we have 404-964-773-297 and 312-593 with their hands up.
Okay, let's have that first number, please.
Oh, there's another hand up. 312-593-773-297-404-964-256-585. And anyone else who's on the switchboard, if you'd like to share, you can press 1, and that lets us know that you are interested and have a comment or song or story.
Great. May we take the 855 number ending at 855? Hello?
No 855. Let's try the 404-964.
Okay.
Oh, that was me, Jill. I shared already.
Okay.
Okay.
773-297.
Hello, you're on.
Oh, we've shared.
Okay.
Okay, great.
We've got 312593.
That's Henrietta. I'm listening. I'm enjoying this. Right?
Great.
And that was Marilyn and her granddaughter, Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Chicago.
Yes.
Chicago people.
Great.
Awesome. And we're having a white Christmas today.
Oh, my goodness.
The snow is up past my ankles.
Okay. That means it's coming this direction.
Okay. I'm drinking hot chocolate. I was just having a ball out playing in it, driving in it.
Oh, we have another caller, 347-995.
Hello.
Hey, this is Glenn. How y'all guys doing?
Hey, Glenn.
Oh,
hey.
Hi. Well,
I didn't have a story, but I had a recipe that I wanted to share that my family does, usually on the big holidays, so Thanksgiving and Christmas, and
okay.
Sometimes on New Year, but definitely Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we do this sweet potato pie casserole. I'm not even sure what you call it, but what we do is we put together some sweet potatoes. We boil the sweet potatoes, and then we put and then we peel it. So we boil it with the skin, then we peel it after it's fully cooked, then mash it up and add pineapples and brown sugar and lots of butter. Mix it up, and then put it in to bake in the oven. And man, I live for that.
Oh, you sound like you're ready for some of it right now, Glenn.
Right now. Every time I think about it, I get ready for it. It's amazing. I can't even associate a particular culture with it. I've got some other cultural stuff one of the callers going to be calling in about garlic pork, which is a Guyanese custom for Christmas time. But I can't even equate a culture. It's just something that my mother has done over the years, and we've made it part of our festivities for the for Christmas time.
Well, thank you. That is definitely a Christmas memory. So thank you for that recipe.
You're welcome.
And we have others from the oxygen room.
Yes, let me check who's in oxygen. Anybody want to make a comment in the oxygen room?
Okay, I know we have out in the oxygen room Joe. He's on his way to Atlanta, and he had tried to get through earlier. So if you're still there, Joe. Okay, and we also have listening Claudette. So I don't know if she's sharing a story, but if you would like to, let us know. We're glad you're listening.
No.
Shakesha?
Yes.
I have a story, and I hope I can tell the story without. There are no children, hopefully, on the line.
Well, hold on for a minute. I may have you hold that one for a moment.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else with a Christmas memory? Okay. We have our Christmas song. We've had the memory of this Christmas. Chicago's called in to let us know they have snow at least. It seemed like she said knee high. And Glenn has given us a memory of a special family recipe of a sweet potato dish. So we are definitely in the mood. I'd like to remind you, you're listening to the International Black Summit Network. We're here every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have our show coming from various locations. We have it coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. We have it coming from Chicago, Illinois. Brooklyn, New York. We have two areas in New York. Also Cherry Hill. Also wherever Chacacia is. And tonight Chacacia is in Huntsville, Alabama. So we want you to join us every week. You can also listen to the replay of the show by going to our website, blacksummit.org, and just scrolling down the page, and you'll see the blue and white box. And if you press on there, you will get the weekly show. You'll get the last three shows are listed there. And you can also go to blogtalkradio.com and go to International Black Summit Show. And you can go into our library.
Please enter your password.
More than 2 years of recording. So we definitely want you to listen.
Please enter
to
your password. Or if you enter the wrong mailbox number, press star.
Okay. So we definitely want you to hear the show. So I'm going to check again, see if we have any new stories.
We have another listener at 662-902.
Hello?
That's me,
Claudette.
Hello?
Hi, Claudette. Welcome.
Hi. I'm just listening. I'll have a share.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Okay. Claire, did you have any memories?
It's really interesting in listening to Glenn talk about the Guyanese Christmas, the garlic pork. I went to a Christmas party the other night, and I was speaking to a Guyanese woman who was going to the Bahamas to visit her daughter for the holiday. And she was sharing with me about when she was little, and Christmas is, I guess, very, very big in Guyana. And people go all out, and she was saying how no matter what you had, whether you had a little bit or whether you had a lot during that time of the year or during this time of the year, people go and visit people. They just show up at your house, and people prepare food and whatever they have to share, they share it with everyone. And she recalls when she was small, there they don't put gifts out until Christmas Eve. The children are sent to bed. And the next day, all of the gifts are there. So there's none of the buildup. And she was just sharing how she really believed that there was a Santa Claus. Like, she never doubted it. You know, her parents would tell her, you know, you have to be good. And, you know, she would be really good. And just the whole anticipation of the event. And she did, like, she really didn't doubt it. And nobody could tell her that there was no Santa Claus. And I said, you know, that is so phenomenal because it's just a great demonstration of faith. And if, you know, as adults, we took it like God was Santa Claus and anything that we asked for, because that was one of the things she said, is like whatever, what she thought was so phenomenal is that whatever she asked for, it would be under that tree on Christmas Day. Like Santa Claus heard her and knew all her thoughts and knew what she wanted as long as she spoke it out loud. It would be there. And I said, wow, you know, what if people treated God like he was Santa Claus and anything that we spoke or anything that we asked for, anything that we declared manifested in our lives, you know? And I just, that story really spoke to me, and it also spoke to the work that we do in the summit, you know, about, you know, creating our visions and declaring our visions and knowing that the universe is just going to, like, give us what we want and what we need. And in my world, God is Santa Claus.
Yes. What a memory for us to take into 2011 and for forever. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to share one more story from my childhood. This is from my teens. So I was maybe about 16. And right around this time, there were cameras, but it was still Polaroid cameras. And they were the big kind of clunky ones where you put the film in. That was my conception of cameras. But what was coming out on the market were what you call swingers. And they were just for teenagers. That's who, you know, they were saying, you know, a camera for your teenager. And that's what I wanted. I wanted a swinger. I was ready for a swinger. I had been wishing for a swinger. So once again, I grew up in Compton, California. But by now we have moved from Arbutus Street, which was the first home we lived in, to Sloan. So we're in this much larger home. We now have a den, and the Christmas tree is set up in the den. And I go and look under the tree, and I just know it's my swinger. I just know the box. I grab the box. I open it up, and at that time, when you look in there, the first thing you see is styrofoam. I remove the styrofoam, and there's my swinger. Not only is it there, it's like this bright white. It's got a great big red button on the top. And when I take it out the box, it has the wristband, which you to hang onto your wrist. That's why it's called a swinger. And so I'm just excited. I'm jumping around. I have my swinger. And then it dawns on me, I don't know how to take a picture yet because my dad always took pictures. So I'm, like, looking at the camera. I raise it up, and I'm looking at it. And my father says, let me show you how to use it. He grabs the other end of the camera. Now, I had been reading up on how to do it, so he's pulling on one end, and I'm pulling on the other end, and neither of us will let go. And we're both, like, going, I know how to do it. I know how to do it. And we're raising so much of a racket. My mother comes in, and she's like, what are you guys doing? We turn to her, and just as we turn to her, my finger hits the red button, and we snap a picture. And we snap a picture of nothing but the ceiling, because we were pulling on it. So by this time, we realize how silly we look, and we, you know, calm down. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, here's my very first picture of the ceiling. And so, you know, we just laugh, and, you know, we're just in a good mood, and we're opening up other packages, and I'm able to take pictures with my swinger. But that was a really great Christmas memory, because I also had a camera that could capture those future memories. So that was my Christmas memory.
Okay. So, Kate, I have my brother on the oxygen room. All right, my brother named Paul Thomas. Paul?
Yes.
All right.
Welcome, Paul.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good
Happy evening,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, bro.
My first Christmas memory started at 36. I was 36. That was 10 years ago. And, excuse me, I was with a friend of mine, and we were just out just shopping for the holidays, and it was my first time actually being able to celebrate the Christmas holidays. I remember being in New York City, Manhattan, and Union Square, and they had a whole lot of different stores, and they had this little, I don't know if you would call it, a little open area where they had Christmas trees and all different kind of different things that was out there around that particular time that you can get for Christmas, and you can get different gifts for whoever. And just the ambiance of Christmas, it just still does something to me when I see the garland, when I see the green lights, when I see the red lights, when I just see the white lights, when I just see the lights and it comes together, it's just a certain feeling that just, I don't know. I can't really explain it because it's just so beautiful and so special. And just along with the music and, you know, from Nat King Cole and coming up to Boyz II Men and to the other different artists, that to me, Christmas has the most beautiful, sincere, most honest, heart-wrenching warmth music that I've ever listened to in my life, and that's one of the very best parts of the year. But in going shopping, we had a chance to pick up a few different things for her grandchildren, and just coming home to be able to decorate the trees and different things like that, just that feeling alone, this was just so awesome. It was so awesome. And I was 36 at the time, and even to this time, 10 years later, that feeling still and that memory just still lasts. And I just wanted just to say that Christmas is not just a time for us to show love. We should be showing love every single day, and that when this time comes, we're in that mindset just to automatically just show love. But thank God we can have memories, and we can go back to share those memories with others, and others can listen to those memories and create their own. I just wanted to tell my brother, I love you. I love what you're doing with the International Black Summit. I'm proud of you. I expect great things, and I see great things from you. And for all those that are associated with the International Black Summit, keep the fine work up, because you do make the difference.
Thanks a lot. I love you, too.
Right.
Wow. Bye, thank you, Paul. Thank you for that great memory and for sharing with your brother right here with us. I mean, I can see the lights fall. Thank you. What a great memory. Just want to thank people that are sharing these memories, and I would like others to come in and share with us. We have a good just about 12 more minutes so we can get in some more stories. Any other stories?
I have a story. Hello, I have a story.
Yes, please, Jerry.
Okay. My story was last year when I was a listener, when I was listening to the conversation of International Black Summit, and I forgot who hosts the show. But I remember I was hearing like different songs, and different carols, and a lot of people was really sharing things about family, and they were saying how they missed the kids were little, they was playing in the snow, and you know they was drinking hot chocolate. And also, I also heard when I was a listener, they went to the museum, and they learned about our history and stuff like that. And what I got from it, when I was a listener, it's a whole lot of things in my head, but I'm just gonna come out and say it like this. What I got from listening, that Christmas means to me is about family, doing things together, and it never left me ever since last year.
Yeah,
and that's what I get from it. So
wow, thank you.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. And Jerry's part of the talk team. Part of the talk team. He hosts several of the shows, and he's always providing. The Oxygen Room hookup and everything, and he's now, participating as a team member. So he was sharing when he was a listener. So we can see, memories are being generated and continues. Here we are a year later, and he's sharing one of the shows as his memories. So thank you, Jerry. And we just want to really thank everyone for sharing. So I think we have some more stories coming in.
You told me to hold mine, Chakasha.
Okay. Now, I'm still, because we're looking at, we probably do have children on the air.
Okay.
We want to have stories that are appropriate for everyone.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. It wasn't X-rated.
Okay.
It was a Santa Claus story.
Go with your story.
I thought you meant the same thing, too. So, oh, my God.
Me three.
Now, this is the best. We just created the best Christmas story. But my story was just about my daughter, and the year, you know, that year occurs when they're not really sure if they believe or not, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept, you know, how you, when you shop as a parent, you know, you shop, you know, from your, you know, the list that you've been given, and you shop for your regular, you know, your regular gifts. And so, you know, from, you know, there's that God's helper list. And so I wasn't sure, and all the signs were telling me that no, because there were many questions about, well, you know, Ma, I don't really believe that. And I was like, okay, fine. So my sister had asked us to come spend the night with her on Christmas Eve. And we were going to do that. So everything was there. And so we wake up. Then my daughter decides, no, she wants to stay home. But I didn't get the clue that the reason she wanted to get home was because she wanted to make sure Santa Claus was there. You know, that, and I'm thinking she convinced me that that was not necessary any longer. And so when we wake up, she is so disappointed. I mean, just devastated because he had not been there yet. And I said, well, maybe he just hasn't come yet, you know. She said, Mom, look what time it is. You know, he always comes during the night before I wake up or whatever, you know. So I was like, no, he never forgets. So I run in the bathroom and I call my sister, and then my sister makes a call to my daughter and says, why don't you come spend the night? Santa's been by here, and he left all your stuff here because you were supposed to spend the night. So everything that everybody had purchased became a gift from Santa. So we rush and get dressed and get over to my sister's house. And Santa Claus had been there.
They have to remember, be in the right place for your Christmas gift.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that was a trip.
Yeah. Okay,
I think there's somebody in the oxygen room that wanted to talk about their some Christmas food.
Okay. Hello. Welcome.
We have 6 minutes.
Hello.
Yes. You have a...
Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Yes,
I was rolling on in both the oxygen room and the regular call.
This is Carol. Hi, Carol. Yes, we can. Please share.
Okay, I'm a Guyanese per se. I've lived in this country for a number of years, and I want to share with you. Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
You got your radio on, sweetie pie.
Yeah, we can hear you.
But she's listening to herself.
Right. If you have your radio on, turn your radio down and then just go ahead and share with us. Okay, this one's going to be good. She's bringing us something from another country. Can you hear us now, Carol? Okay. She'll come back.
Yeah. We're 5 minutes to Keisha.
Yes.
I just wanted to share about the event in Chicago this year.
Yes.
So the annual event of the International Black Summit is always the first weekend in August, and we will be in Chicago, Illinois, hometown of one of our hosts.
Yay!
Had a bird.
Yay!
Very excited that we're coming to Chicago, and hopefully the snow will be melted by then.
Yeah, right.
And I think last week you shared that that's the same, or the food festival, the food thing is
the jazz fest.
Okay, the week before, yeah. The week after the summit.
The same week, same weekend.
Oh, awesome. So there's going to be a lot of good music, a lot of good conversation. It's going to be a phenomenal time. You can go to our website, blacksummit.org, and get the information for the event. And also, I think you can register online now. I'm not totally clear about that, but you want to keep checking back to the website for more information.
Right, and I want to remind people, you can join us in the Oxygen Room when we conclude this show. Jerry, do you have the Oxygen Room number?
Yes, 218-862-6420. Access code is 797-4834-pound.
Okay, great. So as our show ends at 8 o'clock, you can join us in the Oxygen Room. Perhaps some of the people that wanted to share or thought of something can then share in the Oxygen Room with us. We're so happy you've been with us this evening. We are here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can reach us at our website, blacksummit.org, and we are just really happy to have people coming from all over the world sharing things about their Christmas memories. We've enjoyed the recipes. We've enjoyed the painted Santa Clauses, the wrong house but right night full of gifts. We've enjoyed our Christmas spirit and all of the lights in New York, and the special message from brother to brother. I've shared the Christmas swinger event, the camera, and the special Christmas performance of my sister and I. And it's just been great, everything that everyone has been sharing. So we're going to just take one more comment of about 30 seconds, and we're going to be wrapping up. Who has a ending comment that's just about 30 seconds for us?
Oh, I'd like for us all to sing Silent Night and take the show out with that. That's okay.
Okay, are you going to lead us off?
Night.
Holy night.
Then it came in there. Like, where's our guy at?
Mother and child.
Christmas is really about us sharing ourselves.
So we just really thank you guys for the that song and people participating. And, you know, I just know on the holidays, it's just so great for people to hear people's voices and voices of love. And so the International Black Summit want to thank you for your voices of love. And we'll see you next Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night.
Good night.
Good night and God bless.
In room.
God bless. God bless.